If you want to fulfill your potential or help other people fulfill their potential so you can feel great and get the rewards and respect you deserve, then I want to give you a free physical copy of my new best-selling book, because you deserve to know the truth. The most important things for fulfilling your potential are not tips, tricks, hacks, therapy, coaching, meditation, breathwork, goal setting, journaling, or finding your why. I know it sounds irrational because we're so used to hearing about using these things to help us fulfill our potential. But these approaches are outdated and ineffective, and they are based on a big lie.
To find out more and get your free physical copy of Dr. John Finn's best-selling book, The Habit Mechanic, go to tougherminds.co.uk.
Hi everyone, my name is Dr. John Finn. Welcome to another Tougher Minds podcast. Today I want to talk about leadership, and I'm going to start by saying that leadership is dead. Yes, leadership is dead. What do I mean by that? I mean that literally the way that we've thought about leadership for most of our industrial life does not work anymore. So we need to think about leadership very differently. I think a really good metaphor for how we've traditionally thought about leadership is like an oil tanker, like being the captain of an oil tanker. You know that you've got a course that you're taking the oil tanker on, which is your team or your company, and that course isn't going to change too much. You're going to have to make some adaptations along the route and some small changes and some small improvements, but nothing dramatic. As the captain of the oil tanker, you've got authority just because you were the boss. Or in the past, as a leader, you got authority just because you were the boss. Typically, as the leader, you had more knowledge and more experience than other people. It's a lot about control and order. And you were able to inspire people through your charisma by getting in a room with them and bringing energy, and that's how you help people to be at their best. Well, unfortunately, all of those things are now highly challenging to do because of what we call the VUCA world, the volatile, uncertain, complex, ambiguous world. So leadership now, the way that I would see it, isn't like managing an oil tanker anymore. It's like managing a jet ski race where everyone's got their own jet ski and the teams are grouped together and they're all coming up against slightly different challenges and problems and technologies. And this means that what we need to do as leaders is changed. There isn't a steady course anymore. Technology is changing so quickly that we can't really predict what we're going to have to deal with in 12 months or 24 months. We've seen that with the whole COVID thing. And we know that it's the companies that are going to win in the medium and long term are the companies that are not the financially strongest or the most intelligent. It's the companies that are best at adapting. We know that authority is much harder to get now. You don't just get authority because you're the boss anymore. We live in a world where cynicism and mistrust is greater than ever before. So if we want authority, we have to get good at building rapport, at sharing vulnerabilities, etc. Often as the leaders now, because things are changing at such a pace in the world, we don't have the best knowledge and the best expertise. No one's got knowledge and expertise about setting up or no one's got exact knowledge and expertise about setting up great remote working systems as we've needed them to work during this pandemic period and whatever's going to follow that. We know that inspiration and charisma, the ability to get in a room with people and really bring energy, is going to fade away because we're not going to be seeing our people on a day-to-day basis anymore. We're going to be working remotely. So we have to develop a different set of skills as leaders. So the way we've thought about leaders, and very importantly, developing leaders so far in our industrial lives, is dead. It isn't going to work anymore. And anyone who's trying to sell you that same old leadership training, run a mile, because it will not do what you need it to do to make your business successful. So what do we need, John? Well, here's what we need to understand, is that if we're going to be good at adapting to all the new changes in the world and adapting in a way that allows our business to win and allows our people to be happy, at the heart of that will be communication and collaboration, because better communication and collaboration make it easier for us to solve complex problems. And that's all that the VUCA world is, just a set of complex problems. Complex problems coming thicker and faster than they ever have done before. So in order to make positive adaptations to the new landscape of the world, we need to help our people to be really good at communicating and collaborating. So that means actually, instead of the leadership's role being the captain of the oil tanker, the leader's role now, as I would see it, is far more about facilitating and optimizing communication and collaboration across that group of jet skis in order to improve problem solving. And here's what we know, is that most of what's going on most of the time for any individual is mindless and automatic behavior. So most of what we do and think, we say at least 98%, is a habit. So our people are running on habits. And if we're individually running on habits, that means that our teams are running on habits. That means that our organization is running on habits. Some of those habits that people have got are really helpful for themselves being at their best and for their teams being at their best and for the company being at their best. But some of those habits are really unhelpful. A lot of what we call the survival habits, like people, they worry too much and they beat themselves up too much and they doubt, or they get overconfident, or they procrastinate. And those unhelpful habits get in the way of individuals being at their best. They make it more difficult for individuals to communicate and collaborate with colleagues. That makes problem solving more challenging. But these unhelpful habits, they just make it more difficult for us to individually and collectively be at our best. So I would title new leaders as the chief habit mechanics. They have to get really good at not only understanding how to optimize their own habits, but understand how to set up environments, which we call cultures, to make it as easy as possible for their people and their teams to develop really helpful habits. And to help leaders do that, we've created our 5-stage team power model. And at the root of the team power model, the core conditions we need to set up is that we need to build safety. We need to share vulnerability, because if I'm a leader and I want everyone else to be building and refining their habits, I need to be showing that I'm doing that as well. So sharing vulnerability. And then we need to establish this habit improvement process with the purpose. What are we trying to achieve? Where are we trying to get these jet skis to? What's the end goal here? And then within the 5-stage model, there are five, I suppose, important touch points that we need to be paying attention to as leaders in order to give our teams the best chance of working really effectively. And the metaphor we use for the 5-stage team power model is a mountain. So we're climbing up a mountain together. And the first stage is what we call me power conditioning. This is all about helping people to be able to turn up every day and bring their very best selves to work. So we know we live in a world now where the boundaries between life and work are ever more blurred. So if people are not sleeping well and exercising properly and eating properly, that's going to negatively impact their ability to turn up and work well. But we've got to empower our people to do more me power conditioning. That is to work on themselves to build more helpful habits individually. So that's part of our role as a chief habit mechanic. The second part, the second stage of the team power model is what we call the community base camp. So this is where we, before we start climbing the mountain, we collectively This is an empowering where, remember, you are a facilitator as a chief habit mechanic. This is where we work out, well, what are the big goals for the team? And what is the strategy? And what are the priorities? And how does that distill down into every team member's roles and responsibilities? So that's what we do in the community base camp. And then the third stage, what we call the group, or we call rather climbing support, or group climbing support. And this is the daily grind of working. And this is all about how we behave, so what people see us doing and what we say to people. So it's about modelling the right behaviours and becoming what we call action communicators, so that we help and support each other and bring our best selves to doing that day in and day out. And there's a set of habits we can develop that make it easier for us to do that. The fourth stage is what we call the campfire discussions. This is about peer-to-peer coaching, but not just the old coaching where we just get knowledge and skills. This coaching has to be about changing people's habits, hence habit mechanic. So you are the chief habit mechanic as the leader of the team, as the leader of the organization, but you actually want to be packing your team full of habit mechanics, full of people that are good at developing their own new helpful habits, but also helping others to develop new helpful habits. And then the final stage in the team power model is the group climbing review. This is where we periodically step back, maybe every month, maybe every 2 months, maybe every 6 weeks, depends on the team and the organisation. And we reflect back on what we'd set out to achieve in the community base camp. We say, is the big goal still relevant? And is the strategy still working? And are they still the priorities? And are these still people's roles and responsibilities? And what's going well, and what do we need to change? The opposite of that is that we're all speaking negatively behind each other's backs. So if we want to help everyone to be at their best individually and collectively, and really supercharge communication and collaboration, we, the title leaders in the organisation, are the chief habit mechanics. But everybody's a leader. Everyone needs to be a habit mechanic. And we can use the 5-stage team power model to give us a framework to allow us to really optimize communication and collaboration. So leadership, as we've understood it in the industrial ages, is dead. It's dead because the VUCA world requires something that's very, very different. So we're not captaining the oil tanker anymore. We're trying to facilitate really good communication and collaboration amongst lots of people on jet skis, dealing with lots of different complex situations. And we're finding this is a really powerful metaphor, but a really powerful way of using neuroscience, behavioural science, and psychology, as we always do at Tougher Minds, in helping leaders and their teams to really start to bring their very best self to meeting the challenges of the VUCA world. So I hope that's a helpful reflection point, and I hope it helps you to think in a really constructive way about your leadership and your team performance. As always, guys, any questions about any of these things, do get in touch with us via the website. Also on the website, you can find lots of free resources, including our Tougher Minds Foundation course, which, if you want to become a habit mechanic, that is the very first starting point, because it teaches you about neuroscience, the behavioural science, the psychology that sit behind habits, and why habits are so dominant, and why the old way of doing things, just teaching people knowledge and skills, doesn't work anymore. It has to be about helping people to build new habits. You'll hear from me again soon in the next podcast episode. But until then, do stay safe.
If you want to fulfill your potential or help other people fulfill their potential so you can feel great and get the rewards and respect you deserve, then I want to give you a free physical copy of my new best-selling book. because you deserve to know the truth. The most important things for fulfilling your potential are not tips, tricks, hacks, therapy, coaching, meditation, breathwork, goal setting, journaling, or finding your why. I know it sounds irrational because we're so used to hearing about using these things to help us fulfill our potential. But these approaches are outdated and ineffective, and they are based on a big lie.
To find out more and get your free physical copy of Dr. John Finn's best-selling book, The Habit Mechanic, go to tougherminds.co.uk.